Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to WHYY-FM and WHYY.org. I am Cherry Gregg. So we have heard all the statistics. Philadelphia is the poorest of the largest American cities, and one in four Philadelphians live in abject poverty. But why? Well, half of the city's jobs require at least some education beyond high school. And a recent study from the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice dug into the issue and discovered that tens of thousands of Philadelphians started post-secondary education but did not finish. Could this be an area that could be tapped to transform the city's work floors? Sarah Goldrick-Rabb runs the center, and she's here. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you guys did some research about people who left college for a period and found some very interesting information. Tell me about the report.
Yeah, well, you know, here in Philadelphia, we have probably about 200,000 people who started some kind of education after high school, but didn't actually finish a degree. And what we wanted to understand was sort of where are their heads at? Do they want to be coming back to school? Is this something still very important to them? And if it is, what's getting in the way? So we did a survey.
And what'd you find?
First of all, we found that there are a lot of people who really do want to come back to school, but they're really struggling. Nationally, when we talk about people who have some college but no degree, we often talk about, you know, trying to help them to understand the importance of college. But we don't kind of get into the real talk, which is people have to be able to pay their bills. So the top couple of things that they're dealing with that's keeping them from coming back to school are tuition, living expenses, and childcare. And what that says is that, you know, this isn't just about doing a marketing campaign that says you should come back to college. It's about getting real about what we got to give people, even if it's some emergency aid, even if it's helping them connect to a program so they can afford their bills. So they can come back and finish that degree and get on with their lives.
Yeah. Got to throw in here, just because you didn't graduate doesn't mean you don't get that student loan bill.
That's right. And that's real. And we got to be honest about it, right? So if you left college, you know, without a degree in the 70s, to be honest with you, it was a little bit disappointing, but it wasn't the end of the world. And you might have discovered college is not for you. But even if you discovered that now, you walk away with a backpack full of debt and all you have is a high school degree. And so in many ways, you're actually moving backwards. What does that look like when you talk to kids in your community? When you talk to your own kids, do you say, you know, it'd be great if you went to college someday? Or do you say with a really bad taste in your mouth, like, well, guess what? That college did not help me. And what does that do for our city across generations?
And I want to bring in Daniel Liberis, a student at Penn State currently. Tell us about your journey.
Actually, I related to a lot of what she was talking about. I originally started off at Kutztown University. I was not prepped financially, mentally. I was a first generation. My mom had started school, but dropped out actually because she had kids. My father never bothered. He was a first generation in America, actually. They come from Haiti. So I started out at Kutztown. I did about two semesters. I didn't get much credits out of it. I didn't do much of a good job. And I had to leave because I actually couldn't pay my bills. I actually didn't have aid. I didn't know how I was going to make things work. So I withdrew from the campus and I came home. I sat around for maybe about 2-3 months, kind of just soaking in and trying to figure out whether or not I actually wanted to go back to school. I actually got that push by finding inspiration from my mom. She's 40 and she decided she was going back to school. She came into my room one day and was like, listen, if I can do it, you can find a way to do it. That's when my journey into school restarted. And also understanding that I had help talking to advisors. I've utilized the CARES Act. I've utilized a couple emergency funds actually to help me get through.
Where are you now at Penn State as far as
right now? I am a junior / senior. I find comfort knowing that we have programs. If I need SNAP, if I need, you know, emergency funds and aids, it makes me a lot more comfortable. I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm enjoying. I believe that school is a great choice for young people that want to go to new heights and develop their own community and themselves and the people around them.
I have no doubt you will be graduating next year. And congratulations to you. And I got to bring you back in here, Sarah. Is Daniel's story pretty typical?
I mean, there's a couple of things about it that I absolutely love. I mean, one is, you know, what you went through in terms of thinking about, like, does this mean that college is not something that I'm good at? Does it mean I don't belong? Those are all things that we think about. And frankly, it can lead people to feel really insecure, even though honestly, all that really went wrong was that they didn't give you enough support, mm-hmm. right? In the first place. I love that it's your mom that helped you to come back. And one of the things to know is that actually it can also work the other way now. A son's going to school and a mom goes, you know what? I never finished my education. Well, guess what? She can now come too. But the last part, and I think this is the most important thing, the programs that you just talked about, that CARES Act, right? That SNAP, those are programs paid for by the taxpayers of Pennsylvania. So we are actually all together helping you get through college. And that's exactly what the solution is, because there is no way anymore. Nobody's got bootstrap strong enough to get through this current situation alone. Mm-hmm. And those dollars that you access, those are federal dollars, pandemic relief, and it's the first time in the history of the country. Like, you're going to college at a very special moment when they actually funded that and it helped you. And the problem is those dollars are going to go away in about a year and a half to 2 years. And the question is, what comes on the other side?
Is this sort of a people need to be jumping on this right now, Sarah? Like, because it's a scary thing. I know there's efforts to make sure this is extended. But if you got a young person at home, you know, maybe they didn't and they've been out of school for a couple of years, should they be jumping on this? Because I don't even know people knew that these funds existed. Yeah,
I know. They really should. So two things I would say that people can do right now. If you were ever thinking about going back to college, this is the time to do it. Because almost every college around here, pretty much all of the real ones, by which I mean, like, not the ones you see on TV, right? Not, don't go to the for-profit colleges, right? But any of these other colleges, they have funds right now. And they're allowed to help you to do things like, maybe you're like, I can't go back because I owe that school $1,000. Guess what? They actually might be able to clear it for you. Or maybe in order to come back in, you're going to need extra help paying for books. They do have this money from the federal government. And like I said, they have a time limit on it. So it's a good time to go back. It's also a good time to go back because the economy is kind of messed up right now. And that is when people do tend to go. But then the other thing is, now is the time to act and say, what do we want this city and this state to be able to look like as we come out of this pandemic? We cannot just set students up to graduate from high school. We have to help them so they can go to college. And so we can't say, good job, you graduated from high school, now do your FAFSA and everything's going to be okay. Because guess what? Almost nothing's okay anymore when you just do the FAFSA.
What do you think, Daniel, you'll be able to do once you graduate that you were not able to do having had only 1 year of school under your belt?
Had I only had 1 year of college under my belt, my mindset would not have changed. My mindset would have been stagnant. I would want to stay where I was at. Being in school has made me want to get interested and invest in my community. I'm actually the judge of elections for this upcoming election. On top of that, I have my own LLC, starting a nonprofit, and I'm, you know, just growing. And I wouldn't have been able to do that or have that opportunity if I had only 1 year of education.
Amen to that. So Sarah, where can people find this study or weigh in on this topic?
We are at hope4college.com, the number 4. And if anybody has trouble finding us, we're also really proudly part of the medical school at Temple University, the Lewis Katz School of Medicine. And that's the one thing I wanted to say at the end here. You know, the benefits of college education, it's not about getting ahead of other people. It's about building stronger communities. And the fact is that people who get more education, they live longer, healthier, happier lives. And their kids do too. And that's what matters here.
With that, I want to say thank you to you, Sarah Goldrick-Rabb, and thank you to Daniel Liberis.
No problem.
The full story is available at whyy.org.